Thanks for tuning in for Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 and 88.5. I'm Mark Purcell. Glad to have you along on this Saturday morning. And usually on the Sunday edition of Cincinnati Edition, you hear the voice of Thane Maynard doing interviews. But today I have him on the other side of the table to talk about an event that's happening next Saturday here in the Cincinnati area. The 30th annual Newtown 5K starts at 9 o'clock next Saturday morning at Mound View Park in Newtown. Many running events in the Cincinnati area, but this is the 30th annual Newtown 5K, and Thane is the honorary starter for this event and is here to talk about it. Good morning, Thane.
Good morning, Mark. You know, and you can imagine it's fun for me. I've gone to a lot of foot races, but to be asked to literally shoot off the gun, that's pretty fun. I've never done that.
You get to actually be official at the race as it goes along.
It's just a gas.
But you live in Newtown, so you've been participating in this race for some years. Talk about the Newtown 5K.
Sure. Well, you know, it's interesting. I was not familiar with this race, even though, as you said, it's the 30th year, until 5 years ago when my family moved out that way. And I literally saw a sign sticking in front of St. John Fisher Church that said there's a 5K coming up. And I thought, well, that'll be fun. So I thought, who in the world organizes a race in August at 9 a.m.? Because it can be pretty warm.
Yes.
But I said that'd be fun. And besides, the little road I live on, for that half hour or 45 minutes, you can't drive out of it. So you may as well go run because there's no going anywhere else. But it really is a community run, funds a number of things, the Interfaith Parish, all sorts of causes, Newtown Business District. And, you know, it has a real nice feel to it. A thing people will be surprised with is that it's a race that literally feels like you're going downhill both ways. Now, I know that sounds
really
silly. Well, it's funny because it
sounds like my type of race.
Well, it's not on the bike trail, which is pretty darn flat. It basically runs from Woodland Mound Park on one edge of Newtown. Newtown's not real big. And then a mile and a half down, basically, to the bridge there at Bass Island, which is right where the bike trail is, and then back. But it has a couple of these little hills, and the way you hit them, especially at the end, the last 200 yards are downhill, you literally have this sense of, this doesn't have any tough hills. In fact, I feel like I'm running downhill. I don't know if that's the reason, but a number of high school cross-country teams show up. So it's the funniest race in the world. Most 5Ks, just little community 5Ks, are filled with guys like me that are just regular old average runners. Nothing fancy.
Right.
I'm a middle-of-the-road runner. However, with this one, there's also 50 young men and women who can just flat run. So they're up in the front, and so it's an up and back. So when you are literally well before the half, these kids are running past you going the other way about to finish. So that's what happens.
But even though this is a small community run, it has, in its 30 years, continued to grow and develop. As a matter of fact, this event will feature chip timing. So
yeah.
No matter when you start, no matter when you see those young kids going the other way, your time will be official, right?
It will indeed. You know, they've done a neat job organizing this over the years, and there are many, many races throughout the community, frankly, all of which are fun, and all of which have their own little unique characteristics. And one of the things I think that's enjoyable for me in this one is almost every year, my friend Congresswoman Jean Schmidt comes, because she's also from the east side, and almost every year she smokes me. I'll tell you what, Jean can run. She really can. She runs almost every day.
Even with your legs that are that much longer than hers?
She's passed me in the last mile of the pig. I mean, she is a determined runner. Jean does a thing I've never been able to do, which is she will speed up, and one of her fastest miles in a full marathon is the last mile.
Wow.
That's saying something, let me tell you, because after 4 hours, I'm not speeding up, I'll tell you. Same thing on this. She's the one for me to try to beat, but there's folks at every single pace running in this one. It's a lot of fun. And as you said, 30 years, which is amazing to think of that part of town. 30 years ago, it was pretty far out from downtown Cincinnati. Yeah,
indeed it is. And Newtown, this is, as I said, a grassroots community building event. A partnership between the Newtown Civic League and the St. John Fisher Parish, and it benefits a lot of things around the town and the area, including fire and police departments. But Newtown is really has a history that goes way back, from what I understand.
Well, all the way back to Native Americans. It's
right.
One of the first places that at least we know that they settled, and there are all sorts of artifacts. There's a little museum there where folks can see some of those. It's also home to Little Miami County Park, where you can, you know, play three-hole golf as well as a full 18 holes. But it's the beginning, at least for now, of the Little Miami Bike Trail, which is frankly the reason that and the river are the reason my family and I moved out there, because we're on that trail and on that river in boats all the time.
Now, you, as the honorary starter, will also be bringing some friends from the Cincinnati Zoo, I presume and assume.
Absolutely. The fun thing about that is it really makes it a celebration. The race is at 9, but basically the race is from 9 to 9:30. But folks will obviously gather before that time. And then afterwards, you know, there's an award ceremony, but there's only so many awards given. They're mostly given to kids from Turpin High School.
The ones who went flying by halfway through, right?
But there's, you know, there's music, a local disc jockey, all sorts of refreshments. So we figured this year we'd bring some animals down, and that way really make it a community event. So there'll probably be a few hundred runners and certainly a few hundred others there to see the race and have fun afterwards. So we'll have some fun all the way around.
Now, Newtown and really has been developing. I live out on the east side, too, mm-hmm. a little further east than you do there in Newtown. But I do know that it has really been reaching back to its nature roots. It has a lot going on with, well, you talk about Bass Island mm-hmm. and the development of the bike trail out there. And there is, I know, traveling out there, I always see hawks, I always see mm-hmm. herons, I always see. So as you're running, besides the cross-country kids passing you and smoking you going the other way, what should someone who's in the race watch for?
Absolutely. When you head out that way, as you're going out on the left, you'll see Little Miami Golf Course as well as the beginnings of Bass Island, which is at Hamilton County Park. And there you can see all kinds of things. Right from the road that we'll be on, I have, when jogging or bicycling, I have seen, looking right into the river, river otters. I have seen wide variety. I've seen osprey down there. During migration, I've seen bald eagles from that site,
wow.
though they don't tend to nest right there. They nest a little further north up toward Morrow. I've seen beavers right on the shore. First time I saw one, I was walking my dog. I thought it was another dog, and all of a sudden it turned around. I'm like, whoa, because a great big male beaver is bigger than you think. It's a big animal, biggest rodent in North America. So you can see a lot out there that would surprise you.
Well, a lot of fun happening. Now, this is the 30th annual Newtown 5K, 30 years of celebration out there in Newtown on the east side of town. It starts at 9 o'clock next Saturday morning at Mound View Park. You can find a link to their website through our website, wvxu.org. It really is a grassroots community building event, a great way to see the town and the people in it and some wildlife as well. And again, Thane Maynard, the honorary starter, will have a few friends from the Cincinnati Zoo there and a lot of fun happening, the 30th annual Newtown 5K. Well, thanks, Thane.
You bet.
I hope to have you back in tomorrow morning, of course. You got work to do. So.
That's right. Well, it's fun to be here. And just let me say, if I can run it, anybody listening can run it. So come on out. Thank you.